Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Brother Muhammad speaking to you from the youth station, IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you're all doing well. I am Beta, a medical student, and that's my pleasure to be here in this episode.
Sister Beta, I want your opinion on something very important.
Yeah.
With the emergence of technology and this ease of acquiring information and education, do you think we still need teachers?
No, I don't believe in that thought, you know. I think there are many people just are telling that, okay, because we have technology, we have robots, we have, I don't know, a smart or something like that.
Yeah, but what is the work of a teacher? Essentially gives you information,
you know,
it?
I think we cannot replace them. Actually, I have to tell you directly that we cannot replace teachers by anything. So, and this is my absolute answer to your question. I have many reasons, because one of them is interaction. You have to be in the actually communication. And one of the places that you start to learn to interact with other people is school, teachers.
Yeah. But
so
then eventually you also
them.
Have bad interactions with teachers as well.
You have to see both of them.
Don't just look at the good ones. You also have to see the bad ones.
Exactly.
If you just eliminate the interaction and you get this education, even probably even more efficient from technology, what is it stopping you from eliminating the teachers from the
education whatever
system?
You're telling me is like, okay, for example, you are telling me that, okay, read this book. It's about driving. And then you have to go to drive. And I expect you to know how to drive, but it's
I'm not
impossible.
Talking about training.
It's impossible.
I'm not talking about training. I'm talking about education that is more of like, you know, in a class student
setting. Yeah, exactly. I know
the
what
teacher
you
is teaching. What stops you from gaining that same information in education, getting it from a TV in front of you?
Yeah, I exactly understand you. And, I love this interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about my understanding. You know, I'm, for example, from that group of students who just cannot understand anything until one person just explained it to me. Directly, face to face.
So what if that
this
person makes a
I
video
am.
And you're just looking at it?
I did it.
Do you know why I'm asking all of these questions? I myself learn. I'm a very good self-learner.
Nice.
I do learn things. I really learn things from teachers. Yes, I understand that. But I really prefer, like, if I have that, you know, that courage and energy, I'd sit down myself and learn it even better myself than learning it through a teacher, right? So, and one of the I use normally, you know, those course websites where they give you, you know, very, you know, summarized and very good, you know, very well articulated courses. And these are very important and good teachers that have done that. So that really didn't stop me from learning. And I was able to revolutionize my own education system.
So it's nice to hear, but actually I had university entrance examination this year.
Convince me that I need a teacher.
Okay, I try my best to convince you, but you know, I have evidence. I had university entrance examination this year, and because of the COVID-19 virus and something like that, the schools were just closed, and I was like, okay, so I have to study all the lessons myself. I used videos, I used, I don't know, books and different things, but it wasn't that much effective. I have to tell you, for example, if the schools were opened, I would be more and more successful. So one of my problems is that, okay, everything was virtual and it was okay. At first, I had the same idea as you that, okay, I have a lot of time, I have a lot of ways, I have a lot of sources. But after a time, I understood that I don't have the energy. I don't have the, you know, motivation to go through that. And this motivation comes from, for example, a teacher, a kind of, I don't know, a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot find this this motivation in the books or in internet. And I think this is the main reason.
I agree that teachers physically do have a lot of effect on your morals and ethics and the way you, and their interactions, their body language itself really affects your learning. But then let me shift the dimension to something different now.
Yeah.
Forget about education, forget about knowledge and information. Let's say we get it through a teacher or not a teacher. What about the subconscious ethics that you learn from a teacher?
But
so
exist.
Don't you think teachers would have equally a negative effect on us ethically the way they might have it
positive
effect?
I do agree. I do agree with this part of your speech, but I have to tell you that it is not somehow convincing for me to tell me that, okay, because we have some bad behavior and because we have some bad mentality of teachers and they may affect the subconscious of students, we have to change them or we have to replace them. No, this is not the answer. I think a combination is always the answer. The key. You have to use a combination of both teachers, the human work and others with the technology. And this combination, I think, will be the answer of future educational system because we need change. I do agree with that part that we need change because today there are some people who are teachers who, who are not actually, I think, deserved.
Yeah, that is true.
Dear listeners, go for a short break. Stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back to Youth Station. Now, getting to something even more important. There are some, for example, you mentioned driving.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That is also education. That is some form of knowledge. That is some form of training, and it requires a teacher. For fields like those, I definitely
practical
would,
fields,
yeah,
you mean.
Practical fields. I definitely wouldn't deny that we require a teacher. But with the emergence of things like humanoid robots, that kind of, for example, as doctors, I think they have these humanoid robots
exactly.
that are not, approved yet, but they're kind of either teaching or actually doing the surgeries of the patients. How far do you think we should accept those?
Actually, I think they won't replace human power. They won't replace them. Never, ever. Even 2,000 years later, we cannot see, for example, doctors are all retired and all the robots and something are replaced by them and they are doing the main thing. Because I think we need this interaction. We need this knowledge. We need this kind of power of solving a kind of problem, Our brains is somehow more complicated than what we can actually replace it, I'm not telling you that, for example, there are many informations that as a person, as a human being, I don't have the power and, I don't have the power to memorize all of them. There is a limitation for my power. There is a limitation for my memory. There is a limitation for everything. But I think the way I can use my not useful information to make it useful and solve a problem is the power of humanity. Mm-hmm. That they cannot replace by anything else.
What about artificial intelligence? Because now teachers, no matter, we've definitely gone through stages in our life where the teacher would explain and explain and explain 5-6 times until we eventually get the understanding of what the teacher wants to say. With the power of AI, artificial intelligence, the computer knows exactly where we have the problem in understanding. It will break down that matter into small pieces and teach it to us. Don't you think that's even better and efficient and time-saving than having a teacher repeating? And then sometimes you also have this ethical issue of the teachers getting angry at you, saying things that you might eventually damage might be,
Let me tell you about a discovery. It is the evidence of a scientific discovery, which they chose 10, I think, babies at the age of, 1 or 2 years old. And 5 of these 10 babies were they were interacting with some people from another language. And the other 5 were actually listening to radio, television, and this sort of thing. And after 1 year of researching, they understood that a special part of the brain, which is growing according to the language you're learning, was actually inactive for the group which was learning the language by audios, by movies, and so on. But the people and the babies who were just interacting with exact human beings and the physical being of them were learning that language. What does that mean? I think this is the need of our brain.
Yeah, but that part of the brain that was not active, do you think was it necessary for it to be active?
So like what was for?
I'm just saying that maybe that part of the brain that you said it's not active, maybe it's because that part of the brain is used for, understanding the different body languages of the
person
teaching.
It.
Yeah, but
so we have to grow it.
If I get that information without the body language, that part of my brain which is inactive may be used for some better thing, or just it's not useful anymore.
You are telling me that my language is useless?
No, thank you for destroying everything. No. The language, whatever you learn, is actually very useful. But the thing is, that part of the brain that was inactive because you didn't have a physical teacher might be because that part of the brain is used for only physical teaching. And what's the problem in that?
No, it wasn't like that, actually, at that discovery. It was like, okay, they didn't understand the grammar of that language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is the problem. And I think this is really interesting because we have to understand that we need human being. We need our interactions, and nothing can replace it.
Yeah.
I believe in that, and even if one day I read somewhere that I can change anything, I will actually... Mm-hmm. Do the same thought, and I will show all the people that we cannot replace them by the artificial intelligence. Because actually, even at that time that we are so developed, we need more development for artificial intelligence. And this artificial intelligence is not that much trustful that we can go, okay, do this surgery, and we can trust it and go for our own work. Mm-hmm. You know, so we need development for this artificial intelligence at one part, and at another part, we have to understand that we need human beings. We need these interactions because we are emotional human beings. We have emotions, and these emotions have to have answers. You know, this is a need.
Yeah, that was convincing, actually.
Thank God.
It was convincing. I really do appreciate that you really have this strong opinion of having physical teachers for your education. What about for places where sending teachers is difficult? For example, villages in the outskirts and stuff. These people, the only way that they're going to be able to be educated is through internet and technology.
Yeah.
Don't you think internet technology would be able to revolutionize them? By learning through it?
I think so.
And with that in mind, so teachers, if they are revolutionized, means that teachers, that technology can do the same thing the teachers can.
I do not agree with that again, because you're not sure that completely they are as the same way they may, you know, they would be if they had physical teachers.
No, I understand having physical teachers is going to be a valuable thing. It's going to be, but like...
So you're telling me we can do actually the absolute systematic, actually artificial intelligence teaching for some places that we cannot, for example, send some physical teachers. Mm. And this is a way, this is a solution, okay? It is good.
But you would still say that if we do have the privilege of sending teachers, if a teacher may be able to make it there, then it's better to have a teacher over there.
Yeah, exactly. Because we cannot do that, and we don't have the capacity or ability to do that, we choose a way which is good, but not better, you know? They are as good as each other, I think.
You see, I do agree with you with having physical teachers. It helps in the ethics and morals.
There should be a balance.
There should be a balance. Would you still agree with, for example, having technology as a supplementary teacher kind of thing? Helps
yeah,
you
exactly.
Learning.
This is a this is how a combination.
Pictured,
yeah, I told
right?
you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I think we actually drew our conclusion up to here that there should be a combination of these two, and I think one part can be weak without another part. The physical teachers lack something without technology, and technology lacks something again without physical teachers. So if you support both parts, I would appreciate you.
Yeah, after your discussion, I think I'm convinced that
I'm really happy that you're a chemist. I wish that was useful for all the listeners too. That was all the time that we had for today's episode. I wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator. My alpha and omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love, my love.